here's a snappy summary of the news. A weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the sheer madness in March. Let's take it to the hole. This week in Armageddon. As the mole probe ends, a scourge of unscrupulous behavior grips the nation. Listen here, there's goddamn lawlessness, catastrophe, a talk of treason on the wire this week. For sake, Raj has just had it up to here, see? From bombastic release of the curiously didacted and summarized Mueller report to the scandalous charges of extortion from Stormy Daniels' infamous legal counsel, Michael Avenatti. What in the world is going on? For the love of Pete! Meanwhile, in Chicago, the defamed, yet still employed, hate crime faker himself, Jesse Schmullett, has had his case thrown out. Thrown out! Son of a bitch! And Chicagoans are fuming! And as the new Russiagate myths and conspiracy theories of deep states and Illuminati swirl about the Republic, there's real news in the heartland. Floods of biblical proportion, set to continue, crippling farmers with a double whammy of high waters and trade wars with sister China. Sweet Georgia Brown, when will we get our shit together? Oh, mama, I'm scared. In American basketball, March Madness, one guy with a perfect bracket. This week, NCAA.com tracked down a Columbus, Ohio man who has the last perfect bracket in the world. But not for long. Smithsonian says the first bracket pool was created in 1977 at a bar in Staten Island amongst 88 people. Now, millions make their picks ahead of March Madness every year. Yet, no one has ever picked 63 games correctly. Some say the odds of a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. Quintillion! I love this game. And now, let's wash ourselves clean with a word from our sponsors.
What's better than clean and white?
Bright. Now you can get clothes bright with Bold, the new Wonder Detergent.
Who are you?
Bold Man.
Bold makes clothes look better than clean and white. Bold, the Wonder Detergent, gets clothes bright. There's never been a power formula like this. Blue and green and white. Gets clothes better than clean, better than white.
Bold gets them bright, bright, bright. White, Bold Man, how can I thank you?
Don't thank me. Thank Procter & Gamble for Bold.
Bold, the Wonder Detergent, gets clothes bright. Bold Man, Bold Man, Bold Man.
Welcome back, folks. In feel-good news, the hashtag trash-tag challenge is on. Sweet cookies. The kids are all right. And the Earth is loving the trash-tag challenge. And if any challenge should go viral, and I would like to go viral, it's this one. This novel social media challenge has participants capturing before and after snapshots of an area where they cleaned up trash with hashtag trash-tag. From lakes and beaches to parks and freeways, eco-friendly folks are tossing litter bugs to the curb. This makes Raj grin from chin to chair. Clean up, clean up, everybody do your share.
Hey, what's doing, boy?
Oh, man, I'm just scatting and going right on to town, Sassamo. When your sweetie tells you everything will be okay, I'll just...
Give your blues a scat with Bigsby's Beat of the Week. Sure, there's plenty of trouble today. Even still, there's more good in this world than bad. Things shape up swell in this cool and crafty scat from our chap Cab Calloway. He reminds us to shake a leg and take to the dance floor when trouble comes down. Let's get to jumping. What a week in history! Let's wrap up with some major milestones. In 1912, Japanese cherry trees were planted along the Potomac. Coincidentally, the Cherry Blossom Festival is in full swing in our nation's capital. Delightful! In 1939, the University of Oregon defeated the Ohio State University to win the first ever NCAA men's basketball tournament. It was then March Madness became known. You know, it got a bouncing. In 1998, the FDA approved the big one, the popular pill for muscle car restoring cover band playing dads alike, Viagra. And in 2002, Halle Berry became the first black Best Actress Oscar winner for her gripping role in Monsters Ball. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.